Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody great.
Nobody great.
No matter what you.
are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. We give you all.
stand regarding this day. In the Lord.
In the Lord, my territory.
I say, in the Lord.
In the Lord, my territory. Oh, Lord, bless me.
Come on, Charlotte. Sing this for me.
Forever faithful towards me. providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Help me say, help me say.
Great is your grace. loving kindness toward me. Your tender mercy.
Back a little bit. One, two, three, say! You might as well go on ahead and get your dance on. She loves to be a man. I know you can,
yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
Fight my battle,
yes, Lord.
I keep still,
yes, Lord. Lord, be a fence all around me,
yes. Can you say one more time?
Yes, Lord.
I know you will,
yes, Lord.
right now. Be a fence right now. Be a fence right now. Be a fence right now. As I come and go. Are you my brother? Get your dance on. Come on. Be a fence right now. Say. Cause I need protection. A protection. A protection. Along the protection. A protection. A protection. Along the protection. A strong tower. My family.
Get right, see I include myself, I cast my own to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, all that love that'll never change. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take.
Give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
Anybody tired?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
Oh, oh. See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh.
And first he started right at home.
Oh, oh, oh.
Now my miracle water.
Oh,
oh. Calls for money and fame.
Oh, oh.
See, everybody got a title.
Oh, oh.
But do you know your name?
Oh, oh.
If we humble ourselves, people
oh, oh.
Fall on our face.
Oh, oh.
And ask God, everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's a peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that. Ooh, give me the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Darkness with stars, the God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears every bad enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about. Give me that.
Oh, oh, oh.
your glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are,
of who he is. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight,
amen,
you're hanging out with. Amen. There you go, my brother. Okay, we work. You're hanging out tonight with myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my brother from another mother, and my partner in praise, none other than Mr. Alonzo from Cali Cali.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
319-527-6300 is the number to dial. Be sure to press that 1 if you want to share something with us. Alonzo, what's good with you, my brother? Don't ask me that question.
Man.
I'm asking you.
Okay. You see how I started that? I had to stretch out that word. I had to stretch it on out.
Yes, you did. Man. Okay. The devil is busy. The devil is busy.
Oh, man.
Busy.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say now. No, it's not all I want to say on that. This entire month of December here at the Inspiration Factory, we're going to have the same theme for the rest of the month, and that is the beginning of the end. This month is the beginning of the end of the year, but I want us to use it as the beginning of the end of those things that have held us hostage throughout this year that passed, the things that were hurdles to us, those things that we chose over the right things to do, all that stuff. This is the beginning of the end of that chaos that we lived through in 2023. So when we do hit 2024, we got all that stuff kicked out the door. You know? So this month, I want us to gain freedom, to gain power over those things that we slipped up on or that were slipped in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I've been so crazy running around tonight, Lonzo. I don't know what I'm saying, man. But does that sound like something that makes sense?
I mean, I totally get it on this side. Don't you one thing you don't have to worry about is that you don't have to worry about you going through it by yourself, so you are never alone.
Amen. You know what? I'm ready to hear you say that because I appreciate you stating that you're going to be there with me, but I want everybody else to know that no matter what we go through, we're never alone. Word of God says that I will never leave or forsake you. So if we think we're alone, it's because we forgot. We forgot that part right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mind is just so, I don't know right now. I've been inundated with funerals and deaths. Having to write poems and do poems at funerals for people that mean a lot to me. It'd be one thing if it was just some random person, but these are all people that I know. And on top of that, it's just to see the state of the world. There's just so much going on now that only a fool would say that we are not in the end times. We are not in that prophesied area of leading up to the end times. As a kid, I used to think that, oh, yeah, that's I believe it, and I understand it, and all that stuff. But that's not going to be in my lifetime. But let me tell you something. It's not going to eat at every one of our doors. We, as those who honor Christ, who have submitted to Christ, who love the Lord, we have to step our game up tremendously because what's going on right now is leading up to that time when the temple will be rebuilt, which means that is the onset of the War of Armageddon, We are in the midst of the end times. I don't care if you believe it or not. Well, I do care, but I hope you believe this and understand this to be true. Do your biblical research to see the timeline and the events. Because the unholy Trinity is about to be released. So we need to be prayed up so we know the real false. I might sound crazy, and I could be crazy, but what I'm saying is true. I need y'all to do your own research and find out and read up on this. But with that being said, this month is just to get rid of those things that stop us from being better than we are, held us up from achieving some things that we should have achieved. So when we enter into 2024, we're going to be just that much more prepared. At least that's my wish. My brother Alonzo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I have no idea what we're going to do tonight. I really don't. This
I love
got the good house. I mean, like, huh?
I said I love those kind of days. Improv.
I
should have took that class in high school.
What was that class called?
Theater or something like that.
It was called, well, I don't know. This is the inspiration about this. But, oh my goodness. If you guys could have an inkling of the last 3 days that I've had, you would understand why I'm just so completely discombobulated, exhausted mentally, and just, you know what? There is someone that is great enough that even in my exhaustion or discombobulation that can make it all right. That's none other than Father. So before we go any further in this program, how about we meet at the throne and invite the Father in?
Okay. I like that idea.
I'm going to do this. I'm not even going to throw you under the bus tonight, Alonzo. Mark this down on your calendar. But if y'all would just join me at this moment. Heavenly Father, I am grateful that your word says that you know what it is that we wish, even with our inability to speak these things, Father God. I want you to read my heart, Lord, because I'm sure I'm going to miss something. But Father God, my life and the life of so many others that I know right now, Lord, are just in confusion, in a state of want, in a state that's not what we expect when we follow you. So, Father, I ask that you would just send your angels of mercy down amongst the Epiphany family, my family, the family of the callers, whether they be here tonight or not. Father God, we need to hear from you. We know that, or at least I know that, your prophecies are true. I know that we are entering that time when we're going to need to really rely solely upon you. Father God, I ask that you would send those people in each of our paths that will walk with us to strengthen us, to keep us straight, to keep our minds straight, Father God. We need help in this. Lord, I ask that you would have your way within this platform tonight to just touch the minds and the hearts of the callers, whether they actually call in or not. Touch their hearts, Father God. Touch their minds that they might keep on this fight that we have right now, Lord. Father God, I ask that you would govern over myself, and my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, Father God, and to keep us on the right and narrow path that leads to your salvation. Father God, I guess with all the mumbling and bumbling and all the chaos that's going on right now, I have very little to say to other than, Father, have your way. Let us decrease, Father, that you might increase, and we do what is pleasing to you. With that being said, I know that all will be done in a right and orderly fashion according to your will. And I thank you in advance, Father, for what it is that you've already done, for what it is that you're doing right now, and for what it is that you will continue to do. It's in the precious and the mighty name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Alonzo.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play a song. After that song, if you have a piece that you want to do, the mic will be yours. If not, I don't want to do what I want to do because it's not finished. So until that one gets finished, I'm just going to freestyle something. I don't believe I just said that. Look, I'm throwing myself under the bus. What the what?
Okay, everybody mark your calendars for this one. I'm talking about put it on full blast and push record on TiVo, on the radio. Hey, this...
Oh, man.
Join in right now on the Zoom. Jump in on the Facebook Zoom. Look, this is for sure going down right now. For those that don't believe, I got it on record for you.
Is there any way to rewind that and erase it?
Yes. As soon as you're done, we gotta let it out first. We gotta let it out first.
Okay. I really don't have 100% trust in what you just said, but be that as it may. Jesus.
Before we lose this moment, dear Lord, let him have the will. Let him have the will, Lord. There's not too many opportunities like this. We don't get too many opportunities. Dear Lord, let him have the mic. That's all I'm saying.
We're going to take a little moment for a little Kurt Carr moment.
Okay, that part.
I've got so much to thank God for. So many wonderful blessings and so
oh. Mexican, my brother Lonzo.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to play something else? Can I hear some music start?
Would I like to play something else? I'm so in love with the music industry. I mean, the music industry. Let me take that back. I don't want nobody thinking I'm for Hollywood. But I'm so in love with the music ministry tonight that, you know, I wouldn't mind another track or two. Due to the flow of traffic, we're on cruise control right now. So, yeah, I think another mood swing, another song would be good.
You got one in mind?
Let's see here. Let me... I do, actually. I actually do.
Well, the next pick is up to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Stand by. Here I come. Here I come. Yes.
Molly, let's go get him!
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh-oh-oh. Anybody ready?
Oh-oh-oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh-oh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
uh-oh,
let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Uh-oh.
Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Uh-oh.
Anybody tired?
Uh-oh.
You want the show to end?
Uh-oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Uh-oh.
And let church begin.
Uh-oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Uh-oh.
You want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Uh-oh.
And first he's starting right at home.
Uh-oh.
Now my miracle water. Cross for money and fame.
See,
everybody got a title.
Uh-oh.
But do you know your name?
Uh-oh.
If we humble ourselves, people,
uh-oh,
fall on our face,
uh-oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Ooh, I want the power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I can take.
I see you.
Give me that
one more time.
Give me that
one more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. And it's the peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that
of man. And sovereign God who predestined creation before time began. I want a God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future, at the same time he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking about.
Give me that
give
God,
me God. That's the God I'm talking about
God.
Give me that. Give me that.
Give me that joy I can't explain. That extra peace that'll ease my pain.
Fill me up.
Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back and we're about to see history being made on the Inspiration Factory. I threw myself under the bus, and I think my brother Alonzo jumped behind me under the bus.
Yes, I got a thing for buses.
Is that right?
Messing with you.
Is that right? Lord have mercy. At least it ain't a Greyhound. I hope it's one of them little short buses that some folk rode with in back in the day.
No, we got the party bus right next to the charter, the broke down charter.
Wow. Since this is a poetry platform, I'm not finished with, like I said earlier, I'm not finished with what I wanted to do for this theme of this month. So I guess I'm just going to have to wing it and do a freestyle. Automatic, you need to be here. You should have been here because...
Yeah, we won't see this one again no time soon.
Going for it. There
is a thought. Okay? This thought process has been really parallel in my head. I just haven't been able to put it to paper the way I want it done. So I guess I'm just going to use you guys as my guinea pig, and I'm just going to freestyle this thought process right now. So if you're ready, Alonzo, I'll go first, and then I'm going to play a music piece, and then we'll come back to you. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me, sir. The mic is yours, King.
All right, thank you. This is entitled because I have no idea what it's going to be. So, with that being said, y'all notice how so much of the decline and chaos in society that we see these days. But it shouldn't be no surprise. Everything we see these days was already foretold if we're prayed up and studied up. Because the Bible told us all this stuff. And the Bible being the Word of God, it cannot tell lies. So what we're witnessing and what we see and what we're living through, bad as it is nothing. It's just the tip of the iceberg of what's to come. Now more than any time prior to this, we need to share the Word of God with someone. Because the beginning of the end has begun. We need that. You remember the back in the day when they had that fire and brimstone preaching? They were knocking water down, compromising, politically correct mess that we hear today. We need that word delivered boldly, unabashedly, directly. You're soon. We won't be able to without penalties. We have to spread the word of Jesus Christ today. We no longer have the luxury to try and get right. We have to do this without delay. If you've chosen Christ as your Lord Jesus, then you were given a commission by him. Now, spread the good news. That wasn't just for those disciples of old. That's each and one of us. We need to put on them shoes and get to stepping. Because it's Christ that we're repping. You know, can you imagine if you just said, well, I'll do it tomorrow, about spread the seed with someone. And then tonight, that someone's soul was required. And he had not submitted to the Holy Son. How would you feel? Because his damnation into that eternal pit is going to fall on your heels. We don't have the luxury anymore to sit back and take it easy. The Satan is on his last legs, and he knows this. And he's playing real, real easy. So all I'm trying to say in this awkward mind that I'm speaking, we need to not only show the Word of God in our actions, but to
share the word of God to those that we love. Unless you don't want to see them. When and if you're blessed enough to meet at that throne up above. We have no more time to waste than this. It's heaven or hell. Pain or bliss. And we each have a hand in this. Meet with the devil in hell and all that mess, or be welcomed into heaven with that heavenly kiss. We do have part in all this. And that's that peace.
I ain't even mad at you, sir. For a freestyle, we need to get you on the mic a little bit more.
Watch him out, Willis.
I hadn't. I couldn't tell where you started and stopped. I was in his own. Had me thinking. I mean, I really like the piece for the simple fact that it In short words of frame, wake up. The time is near. The time is drawn.
Yeah, I
appreciate that piece, sir. And I never knew that you had kicked in the freestyle had there been a freestyle. So I think that was definitely from the heart, raw footage. And, you know, my famous question on this platform is who – was you speaking to?
Oh, Lord. You know, and to keep it perfectly 100 with you, Alonzo, I'm sure that there was someone that I was supposed to speak to. But I am so... not really a freestylist, that I just concentrate on just saying something that don't sound like I'm a battling fool. So I really don't know. I guess you're going to have to ask the father who that was for. I don't know. I was just trying to get through it.
Amen. Look, I ain't even mad.
But you know what? I'm going to play a little snippet of music. And then the next voice is going to be you. Hey.
Yes, sir.
What is it that you want to share with us? Somebody.
And with yes, sir.
I got a piece here that I think we can all relate to.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
yeah.
somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
I don't have much to breathe.
I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Alonzo, you ready to be taken to the king?
Yes, sir. As much as I want to say, need time. Exactly. When you hear that song just does something. It just drop everything and go.
Yeah, right? For me, will always say, like you said, I need more time. I ain't ready yet. So, but that song right there just tell you, man, look. Just take me there.
Okay. I tried. Yes, sir.
Do you need another music selection, or are you ready to share something with us?
I can give you a little freestyle, a little something.
Uh-oh, sucky now. Go ahead, man. That's what I like. Step out of faith, my brother. Because I know whatever you bring us is going to touch somebody, so the mic is yours, King.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Tonight's piece is called What If? What if? Just think, what if? What if was a fifth? We would sit around each other, merry, having fun, jolly, being lit, as we say today. We would have a conversation amongst one another about being boisterous, the good times, the bad times. What if was a fifth? And we all took that sip. Would the vision start getting blurry as far as the kingdom come? Will we take a sip? Or I can only speak for myself, take gulps and enjoy my sips, outdoing the next person in the conversation of this if. What if? Now, the reason why I ask this, because we know that the times is drawing near. We know that we must wake up. Yeah, I know. That's just my problem, right? I'm only speaking for myself. No, but I feel that there's a bigger calling when I say this. I'm just saying what most people think or are scared to say. I don't mind being that spokesmodel, that spokesperson, that black sheep, that guy. Could you imagine? Again, just what if? I'm not no entertainer, but I know that this voice will leave some kind of vibration throughout your body. This isn't Hollywood. This isn't no contract signed. This is just a simple question of what if. Does this really have you thinking about yourself? Can you see yourself in the black mirror? If so, next question is, with the power in your hands, what will you do with it? What if? End of that piece.
What if God is unhappy without praise? What if he is not pleased with the words we say? What if he takes away his love and his spirit from above? What if
I'm talking to a muted mic. You took me there with that piece, Alonzo. What if? That's a hefty question. Yeah.
Make sure I got myself muted. Okay.
Can you hear me? Are you there, Alonzo?
Mic check, mic check, mic check. Can you hear me? Mic check. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right. We're all together now. That's where you took that piece,
yeah.
What if? It raised a lot of questions. I really appreciate that piece because that's a loaded question. That's a really loaded question, but it's one that we need to ask ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I want to
shout out to the DJ.
Hey, you know, I cheat with the things I do. Once we get this platform over to him, he's the one that does all of this. Because that's not even one of those songs that are on my radar, so to speak. But as soon as you started with that piece, it popped into my head. I had to go find it real quick. Because that, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect timing. That was perfect
that
timing.
That what if question has been in my head for a couple of days now, you know, about several things. So for you to come with that, you know, things don't happen by coinky dink. I don't believe in that.
No, sir.
You know, it's all God's direction, so to speak. But that piece was supposed to be brought tonight. But I'm going to ask you, like you always ask everybody else, who was you writing that, thinking that what if to?
I dedicated this piece mainly for me, but I want to say two-thirds for me and the other third for the listener. As I mentioned to you earlier, I need a lot more time before it is time. I see that. I know that. And I need to do my push-ups instead of just reciting it. So what if. I don't like the word if. If to me is an acronym for I. You can guess what F stands for. Which means you're practicing. Instead of saying if, you change if to when. So asking myself, what if? I'm literally asking myself, are you planning to mess up? Which I know I am. But I need time to get right. So to answer your question, sir, it was maybe for me, but for the listener.
You know, I feel you on that, but there's been so much going on in my life here lately, particularly with, within the last 2 weeks, there's been 6 people that I know that have transitioned. So it's really got me on the kick that we ain't got time to get right or to think right or to try to bring ourselves to where we think that we should be in order to present ourselves to him. You know, I think we're at the point in time right now where we have to stand on the word that says he will meet us where we are. Come as you are. Because I'm beginning to see, and it's so sad because out of the 6 funerals within the last 2 weeks, well, I have one coming up this coming Saturday. Only one of those 6 people was older than I am. The youth are being taken out of here. And those, once upon a time, I was one of those youth thinking that I had time to get it right, time to make a choice. But we've run out of time, I believe. You know, he says, come as you are. And I'm living witness to the fact that he will meet us where we are. Down in the deepest depths of muck and mire, of sin, of self-pleasurement, of wherever we are, if we truly want him, he's going to meet us down there. But we ain't got to climb up to no particular level to be acceptable to him or to be ready, because we'll never be ready. Truth be told, it's his grace and mercy that he accepts us where we are. So that's the only point I want to make about that. Don't wait. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. When I kissed Ronette Friday and said, "Yo, all right, baby girl, it's so good to see you again," gave her a kiss. And the very next day, I've been called to fight for her funeral. We don't have the luxury of thinking. We have tomorrow. Today might be the last sunrise. So that's just food for thought to put out there. I mean, we need to think today is the last day because it just might be. And I don't know if it's just me because of what I said right now, this, making this so paramount. But we don't have the luxury of delay anymore. Now is the time to, excuse my French, but piss or get off the pot. But I like
yes,
that
sir.
Piece, Alfonso, what if? That's
thank you, sir.
Something that will encourage and inspire some thought processes. Which is what we need to do. We can't just sit back and be complacent. We need to really think about this thing. So I appreciate that for no other reason than the fact that it's going to make you think. It's going to make you think. And we need to think. And we need to do more than think. But we need to. Well, we got 10 seconds before we go into overtime. But I'm not going to rush things because I want to finish that song that I started playing, What If, and then we'll figure out what we're going to do after that. So
hang on there for 1 second. We got to finish that song.
If I can find it again.
They're the best DJs. The best DJs on the net.
I thought it would be right there.
See, there I go.
Where did you go? Hello? Where's that?
Wow. Where is it? Well, it looks like
it might have to be the second song to finish that up. I'm going to play something else just to fill up the space while I'm looking for that one. But this one also is something that we need to think about.
Because I come too far to let my problems get me down. Everybody help me sing it.
I won't be defeated.
Just can't give up now.
Yeah.
God. make me more like you. Wash me through, through. Create me a clean heart so that I may worship you.
Exactly what she said.
Okay.
Yes, she does. Look, I feel so much better now than I did at the beginning of this platform. And God is just amazing. The way he just, he does what he does without you knowing that he's doing it. I mean, blatantly at times. It's just little subtle things that he does. It just changes things for you. At least that's what he did for me tonight. There wasn't no slap upside the head or nothing. Like, I was just little subtle things. And now all of a sudden I just realized I feel so much more at peace than I did at the beginning of this. Because this is one of the few times in like 8 years of doing this platform that I was really begrudging having to do the show. And that was a new feeling for me, because I've always just been anxious to do this, haven't looked forward to doing this platform. But there's so much going on right now that I was just in one of those funks. But it's interesting for me. Thank you. And thank you, Alonzo, for hanging in there and allowing him to use you too to fix whatever it was that was causing me that funk. And just that, the thought process of what we do here changed it all around. God, it's so good. Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
You know, for those of y'all that may be listening online or on Zoom, or that be listening to the recording, I just want you to show that what we do here at the Inspiration Factory, it's real. This is what God has led myself and my brother Alonzo to do. Now, we have no clue half the time on what it is, where we're going, because we give it to him. But know that whatever we say and whatever direction it goes, that this is the real deal. This is nothing but the workings of God. I every night that I do this show, I walk away from here full from the word, whether it be something that we want to share with you, something that you share with us, whatever it is, God has his way in this platform. So we welcome you guys here every Sunday night. You know, and there's something from Epiphany every night of the week. They have consciousness nights. They have sapiosexual nights. They have, and we have a little bit, Epiphany has a little bit of everything to work with them. Just call that number, 319-527-6300, any night of the week, right around 9 o'clock. And you'll be sure to get a treat. Every show is sponsored by none other than Ball Links LLC. Man, and that jewelry there, that's something entirely different. But y'all need to check it out on Facebook. Ball Links. Man, you will not be disappointed. Well, we're into the overtime hour now, but what I'm going to do is just rock out with some music. I just think music soothes the soul. But before we go into the last of this with the music ministry, I want you guys to know that every Sunday for the rest of this year, the theme is going to be the beginning of the end. The beginning of the end of this year. And whatever it is that you need to leave behind, that you want to gain power over, write about it, come share it with us. Call in, ask for prayer for this, whatever it takes for us to be, to walk into 2024 better than walked into 2023. It's man at the throne here. And with that, my brother Alonzo, would you mind praying us out before we go into the music?
Yes,
and any last
yes,
words?
Sir. May we, I just want to thank everybody that tuned in, either called, viewed, listened, regardless, even through the Spirit. I just want to thank God for allowing the Spirit, for placing his hands upon us and allowing us to do what we do, and praising his name. That's first and foremost, allowing the Spirit to feed us. And with that being said, may we bow our heads and draw our minds in. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you again for another blessed day, for waking us up, for making this day beautiful. Though we go through our things that are ups and downs, you made it certain that you would always be there and never leave us or forsake us. Thank you for the time that we share with one another, allowing us to recognize your power through each and every one of our individual differences. We still found a way to come together and bring it together in your name. And for that, I would love to give you the praise and the mercy that you deserve. There's not enough on this earth. And I really just love you for that. We all love you for that. But Father, from here on, may we grow in your name. And in this show, touch each one of us that is listening, that's tuned in. Allow us to go into the world and to do your will and do it your way and less of our ways. And may we grow in your name. In your name I pray. Amen.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
I threw my hands in the air, and the Lord.
thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash me from my sins, clean this house from the inside out. Restore me, take away my impurity. Lord, I need you to clean this house from the inside out. Restore my impurity. I said if you got me out that last situation, I wouldn't do it again. What can I say but I'm only human, and Lord, here I stand. I've been smoking a lot and drinking a lot and all up in the club. I've been doing this, I've been doing that, and I had no business doing it. No church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin. We confess to him, he'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your son will wash my sins, clean this house, yeah, from the inside out. I need you to restore me, take away my impurity. Lord, I need you to clean this house from the inside out. Restore, restore away my impurity. Listen, now if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, I don't know where I would be. Cause you brought me out without a doubt, you're more than a friend, more than a friend. You're a confidant. Yeah, I can introduce you to the best cleaner alive. Every now and then we all go through a little strife. But if you let him, he will change your life. Now I can hear you saying that life's been rough. Oh yeah, you've been going through a whole lot of stuff. God specializes in the impossible. Just trust and believe, yeah. Grace is more than enough. You too. Make me new. Make me over. Do it for me. Take out all my iniquity. And do it for me. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
that I worship right tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, as we bow down, our praise will rise inside and down. All that I am will shout, and my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my
like a sweet perfume.
I'll pour my love, all over you. Let my worship rise like a sweet perfume. I'll pour my love, all over you.
Than the one you have for me.